It's the Lander Biz Show, where you get insight from local experts every week on KOVE 1330.
Yes, it is Lander Biz. I'm Shireen Herrera. We have Owen Sweeney.
Hello.
From the Lander Chamber of Commerce. And ladies and gentlemen, we have Brenda Wartman with us with Mountain Vista. Brenda, how are you?
I am fantastic.
We're excited.
Cold, but
yes.
Fantastic.
Winter finally decided to show up.
It did, with a vengeance, yep.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what Wyoming's all about. And we still love living here, though, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We do.
Time, year after no year
doubt.
After year. Well, Brenda was just talking off the air about her. You've been here for a long time then, because you were telling me you were with the Lander Senior Center previously to Mountain Vista. So how long have you been in the area?
I moved here from Philadelphia when I was 9 years old.
Philadelphia. I grew up in New Jersey.
Eagles.
Oh, yeah, boo, go Steelers. You're in a better place because the Philly fans boo Santa, so I always think, like, Brenda's not like that. Brenda's just so sweet. How could she be
Santa's
like that?
Santa's an old,
right?
older gentleman. Yeah. She takes care.
You've seen me at a football game.
That's right. There you go, right?
That's the truth, too. But here at Lander Biz, Brenda, we get to ask the expert. We get to find out about your relationship with the Lander Chamber of Commerce, and we get to talk about everything Lander, Fremont County, and the folks that utilize Mountain Vista. So let's start off. I think myself in particular, I drive by Mountain Vista, and I'm always curious, what is it all about?
Exactly. And that was my main objective when I started on the marketing end of it, is because everybody would drive by and mm-hmm. think Mountain Vista was the nursing home.
Right.
You know, which mm-hmm. everybody did. So we've got new signs up, you know, mm-hmm. to kind of direct people in and whatnot. But the nursing home, Westward Heights Care Center, and ourselves share two and a half things.
Okay. Okay.
Number one, we share our board of directors.
I did not know that. Interesting.
Number two, we have double doors, the fire doors, at the end of one of the hallways that mm-hmm. goes into Mountain Vista. So mm-hmm. we share a board of directors and double doors.
Mm-hmm.
We also have an emergency alert system there. And when late at night or whatever, when we're not there working, those alarms will go off at Mountain Vista and they can come over and check on our people.
Oh, nice.
So is Mountain Vista assisted living?
No. It is independent living.
What's the difference?
It's a little community inside our community of Lander.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Neat.
That's the best way I can describe it.
I love it.
And when we were going through the beginning of the COVID stuff, mm-hmm. which I started right in the beginning of it, that was my first challenge. The state didn't know how to handle it because, you know, independent living, you can't tell them what to do.
Mm.
You can highly suggest.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so lots of phone calls back and forth with Cheyenne. And I came up with the thing, why don't we treat it like a college dorm?
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay.
Because they all have their own apartments.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of common areas. We have a lot of walkers that do the walk in the hallway.
Oh, I'm sure.
We have it marked off so they know how far they're walking. We have a huge dining room where we do our social events.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We have a beautiful, huge library. We have an exercise room. We have two laundromats, one on either side.
Nice.
So we kind of looked at it as they could do what they wanted inside their apartments, but like a college dorm in the college. And they all thought it was kind of cool that they were in college. They
a
lot of people.
Take me back, please.
So that's kind of, but it is independent living. And we do the honeydews.
You know. So say a little more about that.
Okay, the honeydews would be like you don't have to shovel snow, you don't have to mow the lawn.
You don't have to
take your trash out.
So it's a cared for facility.
Right.
Nice.
Right. If something breaks in there, your oven goes out, don't worry about it, call us, we'll get it taken care of,
mm-hmm.
that type of thing. So we're the honeydoers.
Okay.
What made you want to devote your life to helping the elderly?
Because
they're the best.
Well, they truly are
they
the best.
Really are.
It came as a fluke. Way back when my children were still little, you know, I went to look for a job, and I started as a bus driver at the senior center.
Wow.
I was a bus driver for about a year, and then I was moved inside and did all like the activities, but all the federal reporting and that type of stuff.
Oh, boy, okay.
And there was many a time in the first 2 years of my tenure that I walked into the director's office and put in my resignation. Because you get so close to these people, and then they leave us.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Right.
And that was back when Linda Radman was the director. And she sat me down the third time I went in and said, now you have to think about it this way. you've got to meet these people, and they've blessed your life. Mm-hmm. And they've got to meet you, and you have definitely blessed their lives. So get back out there and do your job.
Oh, wow.
And I never went back in again.
Is that
because
right?
They truly did.
Something?
I have such close relationships with so many of them, and vice versa. Yeah. So
that's good.
That's what started me. And
you can only be blessed that at the end, or as you're getting towards the end of your life, that you're able to have people like Brenda with Mountain Vista taking care of you or mm-hmm. somebody you love. And we're talking with Brenda right now for Lander Biz and Mountain Vista as well. And I had told her off the air, I had got my CNA, and it was so hard for me being raised by my grandma, but it takes a special person to really ensure that care with an elderly person or with the family of an elderly person even. So mm-hmm. Brenda, I appreciate that. It's just good to know, like I said, you can only hope that you're blessed with somebody like Brenda taking care of you at the time too. It's great to learn about Mountain Vista. I drive by it. Sometimes I have no idea what, goes on. Is it open? Talk about that too with the apartments. Now, do people buy those, or how does that
work? I was wondering. Yeah.
So when they very first opened, mm-hmm. they did purchase the actual unit that the residents would purchase, and that didn't last for very many years. It was such a complicated issue.
Is that right? Okay.
It really was. So what they do now, which I spent the first year trying to learn the insides and outs of it, and I had it explained to me best by our president of the board of directors, Dean McKee.
Okay.
You can either lease an apartment, mm-hmm. or you can put down a membership, and then you just pay a lower membership fee. Now, our apartments range in size. It's kind of like he said, it's kind of like prepaying your rent.
Okay.
Because a draw comes off of that once a year, 10% comes off. So if you've lived there for 5 years and you have to, I'm going to say have to move, you get 50% of that back.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay,
right. So,
nice.
And I did I'm a number junkie. I worked in the bank for a long time, and mm-hmm. I volunteered and did income taxes down at the senior center.
You are a saint.
I know, I have a love-hate relationship with numbers. But so I did the math, and I'm just going to take our smallest apartment we have.
Mm-hmm.
If you just straight out lease it, it's $1,618 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that you pay for your gas and electric. We pay the water. We pay the cable. We pay the gas. That type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put down and put down a membership,
right?
Say you put it go anywhere from $10,000 to $115,000.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go on the high end just to show you what the difference is.
Okay.
So if someone put down $115,000, they wouldn't be paying $1,618 a month. They'd be paying $523 a month.
Gotcha. Nice. Okay.
But I did math at the 523 at this amount, and it actually and with the draws added in there, because once a year we would take 10%, and it comes out to about $40 to $50 a month less than if you just paid the straight lease.
Okay.
So you're kind of getting a little deal there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And most people, when they move in, they'll sell their home, and then they can put down a bigger deposit on it.
Is there, I know it's for folks who are 55 and over.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an average age of people? That's probably a hard question to answer.
We have
Do you get folks sort of on the, when they start, are they sort of at the higher end, age-wise, or are they closer to that 55?
I think they're probably 65 to 70.
Okay, that's what I would have guessed.
Our youngest is probably 67, I would guess, and our oldest is 95. She is 98.
Woohoo!
Yes,
all right.
Yes. Wow. And then we have a 95.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they have been there for years.
Okay.
Years. So we have a variety.
Because I'm getting a little bit better of a picture of this in my head, because you mentioned that you are from Philadelphia. I grew up in New Jersey, and New Jersey's known for never-ending retirement communities. They're all over the place.
Sure. Right.
And so now I have an idea. Now I click in my head, this is just a very tiny version of that.
Right.
Where people, they buy a home or they lease a home, but everything's taken care of. Their lawns are mowed and all that stuff. Yeah,
right.
That's great.
And now, is it considered gated because of the entrance to it, or is it not?
It is a secure building.
Secure, yes.
Oh, it
yes.
is? Okay.
It's a secure building. You have to buzz into the room to gain access.
Nice.
Which is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And also, in the rooms, we have pull cords in all the rooms, so that if something, something does happen, they can pull those too. Very, very secure. Very, very secure. And that's one of the things I really like about it. I tell my people that come looks, I said, Everybody or darn near everyone has that one black sheep in the family. They just do. It's oh, human hilarious. Nature. And if so if somebody buzzes in, wants to come in, you don't have to let them in.
Yeah.
And you don't have to have a confrontation. Mm. You just don't have to let them in.
Nice.
You know, and there is a couple there where that is a very good,
yeah.
It's in my family too, you know, but,
mm-hmm.
you know,
course,
where they, you know, where they... They don't have to let them in, and that just makes them feel a little more safe, too.
That's nice. That is nice. What are the sizes? Do they range in size? Are there different models?
Or? They do. We have 19 units.
19, okay.
No two are exactly the same.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. That is cool.
It is. It's kind of neat. A couple of them might have the same floor plans, but they'll have different colored carpet and cupboards and that type of thing. But we have, I wrote this down because I'm trying to get my brain to remember. It wasn't going to work. We have five one-bedroom units.
Mm-hmm.
We have seven two-bedroom, one baths, and we have seven two-bedrooms, two baths.
Oh.
And those two-bedroom ones have the... I want the closets in there, the biggest, nice walk-in closets. But they range from 703 square foot up to our largest is 1,204 square foot.
Okay.
And that's pretty good size.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
It sure is.
If you're still driving, you get a garage.
Oh, okay.
And they also have, I hate to call it a closet because it's so much bigger, but like a storage section that's in the garage.
Oh, nice.
All right. Okay. You know, and these are all covered garages. I'm assuming
with
doors.
They're all indoor.
Okay, nice.
Know, a little buzzers to let you in and out.
Okay, so. Great.
What's the capacity like?
Well,
openings.
You know,
what do you? They change obviously.
They change all the time. Right now, we're just sitting on three that are empty.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. That
was a struggle to begin with too, because about half of them were empty. But you're right in the middle of COVID.
Right.
Yeah. Oh sure.
You know.
Yeah. Everything's off.
And so off kilter. So those that were there were staying, and those that wanted to come were staying where they were until life got a little better. So so that's working.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really surprised that we've got one moving in this month, one probably in February, and one in March.
Okay.
Because winter tends to be I wouldn't want to move in this weather, but, but yeah. And one of them is a gentleman that I worked with for many, many years.
I was going to say, I'm sure you have
a senior center.
Yeah. I'm sure you have people who live there that want their friends to come when it's time or when they're ready.
It's true. Yeah, they're jockeying for position.
We've got quite a few of those.
I bet, yeah.
I would want that.
Oh, absolutely. So let's talk about that. How, I'm assuming that the friendships and relationships are pretty tight. Within the building, but
they really are. We like I say we do a lot of social stuff. You know, a lot of it slowed down because of COVID.
I see.
But they do it's called Chat and Chew. Twice a month, and we cook them breakfast, and they just visit, and they love it.
Okay.
And then there's a. I call it the Cluck Club, but on Mondays all the residents will bring a little something and they'll share it in the mornings and they'll have coffee and cluck.
I love that.
We do what's called a social. I'm trying to think what we did. Well, my daughter came in one time and made authentic Indian tacos from scratch.
Nice.
Oh yeah, they wanted her to set up a booth outside.
That sounds good.
But we've done we did Johnny Appleseed Day, and oh my gosh, that was so much fun. We had everything apple related, and they bowled with apples, and it was fun. So we tried the social is once a month. We try to do something extra fun. They play bingo on Friday nights. We had the Amish community from Pavilion, actually from Riverton, but they live in Pavilion, come in and sing Christmas carols.
Oh,
and then,
I saw that.
Yeah,
I saw that on social media.
It really
was
awesome.
Yeah.
And then the school kids and the little church kids, you know, come around to actually come to their patios. But, you know, we try to get as much interaction, and I've got a big surprise coming in the next year.
Oh, really?
Awesome social. I got to get it figured out, but
all right,
we are going
to
do it.
Well, you know where to reach out to and who to come visit.
That's right.
Yet again, Lander Biz and the crew,
Something I used to do every other year at the senior center.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Those of you that remember that might be able to
research.
A hint here. Well, we're talking with Brenda. She's with Mountain Vista. It's the independent living facility in Lander. It's right as you're coming into Lander before you really, you know, hit the slowdown on the 30 miles per hour. If you're heading out of Lander towards Riverton, you'll see it there as you head out of town on the right hand side there. Mm-hmm. Those buildings, by the way, are just beautiful too. I always look
I
at
like
the brick
and
they're just really nice there. So going back to Mountain Vista, we talked about it being a secure building. We talked about the social activities and, you know, the independent living facility itself. What about the folks that don't have transportation? Because we had just mentioned the ones that do get the garages. Do you guys provide that?
We do. We do. We have a little minivan.
Okay.
With placards on it. You've probably seen it around town. Mm-hmm. I drive it all over the place.
Okay.
But we do offer that, you know, that transportation. If they have a doctor's appointment, like in Riverton, we can get them there, too.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then for off times, we really utilize the Lander Senior Center buses.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And a lot of my
good
residents.
Good relationship there.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I bet.
A lot of my residents that live there get their lunches delivered from there. And, you know, we're trying to really hold hands through this whole process, you know, from the senior center to independent
that
living
is
to,
great.
To the new assisted living that's going on Table Mountain.
Yep, Table Mountain right behind, right up by the hospital
and then,
there.
And then you go nursing home. I mean, it's the natural progression.
That's good. It's nice to know that we have those options here.
And great to hear the difference a little bit in the difference between the independent living to the assisted living to the nursing home. And just like you mentioned, the kind of gradual transition that takes place as you enter independent living and where you go from there.
And we actually have two different apartments that are leased. And they were husband and wife. And now one of them, their wife has been for a couple years at the nursing home.
Uh-huh.
So like on a day like this, you wouldn't have to travel to Riverton to the nursing home. You don't even have to go outside.
Yeah, right.
He goes right in, he visits with her. It's great.
Isn't that something? Huh.
And the other one, his wife is in there for some rehab, and it's rehab to home. And it's very
Look
easy for them to do that.
That
yeah,
is
so
neat.
Holding
very
hands
convenient.
Is the best way to get through it all, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love hearing about the cooperation among the different organizations in town. That's just great. And I'm not surprised. Lander sort of has that reputation, so that's great. There's another question I was going to ask. Talking about moving in and out and people in rehab and people getting treated, what about if someone has a medical emergency, if they're in the facility?
Okay, so they have, like say, the pull cords.
Right, you mentioned that.
In the rooms.
Mm-hmm.
We can't give medical to them.
Oh, right.
But we can get the people to them fast.
Okay,
that
good.
Can give the medical help to them.
Great.
I had a call. It was Monday morning at 2 a.m., and the ambulance was there. Someone had fallen, and they just were there for a lift assist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were a little confused on how to get – they got into the building, but getting into the person's apartment.
Oh.
And so it has its really good points, and it has its really bad points. I literally live right around the corner. It takes me 30 seconds to walk to work.
Okay, all right.
So I'm like, okay, I'm coming down.
Thank goodness you're there, though.
Yeah, right. Brace yourself, guys, because it's not going to be pretty. You know?
Yeah, robes and curlers. That's
funny.
Right.
Oh, boy.
But anyway, so you know what? Usually when we're not there and they pull that pull cord, what will happen is Westwood Heights will run over. They need a lift assist, and so then they'll call the ambulance.
Good. Okay, great. That's okay. Great. Yeah,
I just didn't stick around long enough to get them in, but that's not their job. So,
are you the only person on staff?
No, I have an assistant, Deborah Huddleston, and she's amazing.
Okay,
she is amazing.
Wonderful.
She's been there for like 7 years.
All right, great.
She does a lot of the maintenance. She's got a different look. It's kind of nice to put us two together because a different look on like what socialization things we could do, but let's do it this way.
Oh, nice.
Or
okay,
let's do it that way.
Some variety.
We have a really, really good working relationship.
Good.
Ask for a better assistant.
That is great. That's wonderful.
Well, speaking of working relationships, let's talk about the Lander Chamber of Commerce and their relationship with Mountain Vista. Mountain Vista obviously is a member of the Lander Chamber of Commerce, and I know that you have been with Mountain Vista, what, a couple years now?
Year and a half.
Yeah, year
almost.
And a half now. Yeah. So, obviously with the pandemic, you know, there wasn't a lot of out and about, but the Lander Chamber of Commerce is here to help the businesses in Lander.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And they help Mountain Vista and tons of other businesses.
Yeah,
300
well,
plus.
Well, what's great about, you know, the reason why we invited, you know, Brenda on the show is as Brenda mentioned before, they're increasing their marketing. They want people to know about what's going on there, what they do. And so at a particular level of membership, and then in the chamber, appearances on this show are baked into that level of membership. So, and that's really most of our memberships. We call the little inside baseball, we call this sort of the cultivator level. And so this gives people the opportunity to start cultivating relationships, you know, kind of broadcast themselves a little bit more out there. And so this is just one example of the things that we've been doing to try and help our businesses get the word out. You know, we have multiple, and that's the beauty of it, right? Because everybody pulls their membership funds, and we have the ability to amplify people's own marketing, you know, programs and things of that nature. So we have various ways of doing that, and this is just one.
And I mentioned to Brenda, I said I'd be honest before we got on the air, I had no idea what I was looking at. Always curious when I came into Lander, leaving Lander, and just wondered, what is this place? Well, now I know that Mountain Vista is an independent living community. Mm-hmm. It's got other resources and options, and expanding, obviously, not only you know, with their marketing, but Brenda had mentioned something exciting coming for a social activity for in the next year, for potentially 2022. But let's talk about why, if you had, you know, some young kids that wanted to put their parents in an independent living community, what do you talk to them about, or what do you say Mountain Vista has for the ability compared to assisted living?
Well,
they just have more independence, right?
Right. I mean, first of all, you would have to qualify for assisted living. And we do an ADL and an ADLA, whatever. You know, daily living things, you know, and if there's certain things that they can't do, then they can't be in, you know, the independent living, but you have to have so many of those things to be in assisted living. And you know what really sells Mountain Vista? Because most of the time it is the kids that come in.
Right.
When they look at the place. And I it's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, I've been there myself.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've never been inside.
Mm-hmm. Come and see me.
I will now.
Come and see me.
Now I know.
You know, when
a couple years ago, when my younger kids were in the Boy Scouts came and sang Christmas carols. So it was it's a huge living room, you know, dining room. It's big. Yeah,
and
it's a nice facility.
Apartments are beautiful. And I tell everybody, you know, in all my marketing, even if you don't think in your wildest dreams you'd be interested in living here, I am just pleased as peach to show it to people. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of that building. It's
well, good.
It's a good building. It's a safe building. One little amenity that I did add when I started there, I can't believe I forgot about Sherman.
Like maybe a little friend.
Uh-huh. I had a lifelong dream of owning a French bulldog. Now I own two. Uh-huh. But anyway, in May. Well, in March, I lost my 18-and-a-half-year-old pit bull.
Oh, my word.
All my life.
Okay.
And I always wanted that smaller package as I age, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. so that I could take them for a walk and not
take
them for a walk.
Fair enough.
Anyway, so I got Mr. Sherman. He's out of Piedmont, Oklahoma.
Wow.
And he is a registered therapy dog now.
Aw.
And
I saw that.
Love him.
I bet.
Oh, my gosh. They love him, and he loves them.
Oh, I'm sure.
That is neat.
It is amazing.
Animal therapy is one of my favorite therapies for any age, but in particular for the elderly.
When I introduced Sherman to my community, I said, what makes elderly people happy?
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of looked at each other. I went, babies.
Yeah, sure.
And puppies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not getting you a baby. And then I brought Sherman in, and it was instant love.
That's really neat.
Frenchies are great dogs. And like you said, the size, I'm sure, is absolutely perfect for the community of Mountain Vista.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do other people, are they allowed to have pets or no?
That's what I was kind of working into also. Yes, they can.
Awesome.
Okay.
They can. It has to be okayed through the board. And it can be a cat. It can be a dog. I believe the weight limit on a dog is like 35 pounds.
That makes sense.
Okay,
so,
yeah. I mean, which Sherman tight quarters.
Sherman is a chubba bubba, and he's hitting 30, so he just better be careful.
Oh, yeah. No. You got to start
getting him on a diet.
Slimming him down. He's going to go overboard there.
Oh, that's funny.
But, yeah, they can.
That's great to know, too. I mean, a lot of people in Wyoming are used to having their animals, so it's nice to know that the independent living community with Mountain Vista allows that in some capacity. And also, you know, you got to make sure that you're still able to take care of the animal, too, and that's a whole other part of it. So.
And that's really nice where Sherman comes in, because he visits apartments, you know, and he'll stay with them for a little bit. The little guy, that Oswin that we have now, I didn't think I was going to have two under two. Honestly, I didn't. I got a call from a breeder in Cody, and this little guy was born, and he's 100% deaf.
Oh, my goodness.
And my training went so well with Sherman that she had heard about it. So it's kind of funny that she had heard about it. Anyway, so I couldn't say no, and I took him, and he's 4 months old now. So that I have the different sizes, like our one 95-year-old lady, she comes down to check her mail every day with her. She has a caregiver that comes in because they can do that down there.
And, oh, neat.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Gosh, I hope I'm able to check mail at 95. That's all I can say.
That's
inside
cool.
mail delivery, too. I've got about that.
Nice.
But anyway, little guy, Sherman is too big. I mean, he used to sit on her lap and just love her. They would love each other. I call her the dog whisperer because she's an amazing woman.
Okay.
Well, now little guy will...
serves that purpose.
Sherman sits by her leg and with his head on her leg, and Oswin is in her arms, usually falling asleep.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's great that you have that, just allowing them at your own dogs to be there.
Yeah, that is neat.
That
yeah.
socialization is great for everybody involved in that. Well, Brenda, Mountain Vista, anything else, Owen, that we should
I actually did have a question that popped into my head. Over the years, I know you've only been there for a relatively short amount of time, but do you find that the people who are residents there, are they locals, or are they maybe parents of younger folks who've moved here, or?
It's a mix. Mm-hmm. It's probably about, I would say, maybe a third present locals.
Okay, okay.
And I would say probably a third of it is ones that have moved away from Lander, worked here all their lives, let's say retired to Arizona.
They're coming back.
They want to come back. That's about the other third.
Neat.
And then the other third is people that have moved here, and they want their parents closer to them, and this is the facility.
Okay, so.
We have one lady from New Jersey.
Well, what do you know?
Yes, we do.
That's cool. Well, maybe, I don't know, maybe I know her. I have to go see.
I love her.
Yeah, a lot of people in New Jersey. Yeah, that's right.
She's typical. She's wonderful.
But you know what? There's not a lot of people from New Jersey here, so therefore you could meet each other and then
possible.
Always remember one another.
I tell you, it's amazing. Yeah. There was a couple of years ago, one of my first years here, I was talking to a young lady who, she was at the time running the Climbers Fest, and we got to chit chat. And turns out she grew up a half hour north of where I grew up in New Jersey, right?
Yeah,
two
it's
people
always,
in the Lander bake shop yakking who grew up a half hour from each other. Just
when
wild.
They say it's a small world, I always it truly believe that.
It's wild.
It truly is.
Brenda, last thing, real quick, is where can people kind of online website? Is there a location folks can go to kind of peek at stuff?
We have a Facebook page, which is.
Good.
Is where I hit
Mountain Vista Lander? Or I'm going to look it up.
Mountain Vista Retirement Residence. It's got a long name.
Okay. All right. Well.
Well, that's an easy, though, Facebook's easy, Mountain Vista Retirement Residence, and that's going to bring right up the Lander location there, and there's photos there, and they say they're quite responsive on the messenger, so if you're looking to get a hold of Brenda with Mountain Vista, that might be a great way. There's also, you know, the good old phone that you can also use to contact Mountain
those
Vista.
Those still work.
Yeah, those still work, folks. I remind people, you know, you can pick it up and dial, and it's always the best way, in my opinion. So, Brenda, well, happy 2022 to you, and it sounds like a lot of cool stuff with Mountain Vista coming up.
There he is.
Yeah, good.
I'm excited.
Fantastic. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet.